AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Statement result. What a huge performance that is from Tottenham. That is one of the most impressive Tottenham performances that I have seen for a long time. They had a total stranglehold on the game. They went away to Manchester City. They went away to Guardiola's home ground on their opening home game of the season, when expectation would have been through the roof. A welcoming for the likes of Reinders and Shirky. And you know what? Tottenham never looked back. They never looked in trouble. They didn't concede a goal. They never conceded anything to Manchester City. They never looked like they were in trouble, and they dictated the entire tempo of the game. Thomas Frank, take a bow. Everything that you were thinking about the Premier League possibly took a hit today. Think about what you have expected for the Premier League. Maybe you think Manchester City are in a title race. Generally speaking, your home form will dictate whether you're in a title race or not. The team that ultimately wins the league will probably not lose at home at all. Tottenham have gone to Manchester City and they've set a blueprint. They have shown the world that there is a vulnerability to this Manchester City team. They have shown the world that you can go to the Etihad and win. And if Manchester City's home form is not going to be top tier, quite simply, they are not in a title race. They will not win the league. In terms of what it means for Tottenham, on the other hand, this almost redefines them. They have gone away on the opening weekend of Manchester City's first home game, and they have totally dictated. Easy. Stranglehold performance. They have asked all the questions. They have bullied Manchester City out of the 3 points. And the fact that they have done that off the back of winning their first game of the season, this year they have scored 5 goals. They haven't conceded any. That is so un-Tottenham-like. And that is why Thomas Frank is the absolute governor. That is why Thomas Frank is the most astute appointment that Daniel Levy could have possibly made. That is why, of the entire time that Daniel Levy has been at Tottenham, the gift that he has bestowed upon Tottenham now, I think that they have finally got it right. Thomas Frank is the main man. It is the best thing that has happened to Tottenham for a long time. And you think of the week that Tottenham have had. They were embarrassed in the transfer market. It felt like the feeling amongst the fans was in the pits. It felt like they were a laughing stock. And Thomas Frank has shut out the noise, and he has focused upon his team, and he is focused upon his vision and way of getting and securing the 3 points. And ultimately, Tottenham have gone away from home and they have battered Manchester City. Thomas Frank has beaten Guardiola in every possible metric, and for that he deserves a round of applause. I'm not in the business of talking too highly about Tottenham, but today, credit where it's due, they were mesmerising. It was just the perfect managerial performance. The reason that Tottenham won the game was because Frank did Guardiola over. And the way that he has gone into that club and totally changed the culture of the club immediately like that. He has gone into the club and he has sprinkled that stardust over Tottenham since the day that he arrived. He has fundamentally changed the club. He has changed the definition of the club. And he has elevated the belief. And off the back of a terrible week that saw Tottenham embarrassed, he has secured a massive statement victory. Thomas Frank stood up tall when the world was laughing at Tottenham. Thomas Frank stood up tall when Daniel Levy embarrassed the club. When they didn't get Eberechi Eze over the line, it did not reflect well on Tottenham at all. They were a laughing stock. And Thomas Frank stood up tall when he took the flak and he has changed the entire definition. Do you know what he's done? The simplest way that I can put this in terms of what Thomas Frank has done, in terms of what Thomas Frank has changed about Tottenham. Thomas Frank is a serious manager. He's a proper manager with a proven track record. He's excellent at what he does and he has deserved a chance like this for a long time. Tottenham have appointed a serious manager and therefore, quite simply, they have become a serious club. Serious clubs go to the Etihad and win. Serious clubs go to the Etihad and educate Pep Guardiola. Serious clubs and serious players and serious managers do that. And you look at the performance from, you could basically pick any Tottenham player. I want to talk about two, but you could easily pick another two and I'm wrong, right? And that is the beauty of football. But the two that I'm going to talk about, I'm going to save the jewel in the crown for after. But the player that I'm going to mention immediately is Richarlison. He was a man possessed today. He played that role selflessly. He played that thankless task of being a lone front man up against John Stones and Ruben Diaz, he played it with aplomb. He fought for everything. He was a nuisance. It's a horrible, thankless role. You get hurt. You get very little glory. You get very little appreciation. But it is a selfless role that you must do for the team. And if that position is occupied by somebody who plays well, the team have an outlet. You can get the pressure off. He'll win you a free kick. He'll hold the ball up a bit. And Richarlison is rejuvenated. And Thomas Frank deserves nothing but credit for that. But the player, I just thought he was mesmerising. I loved watching him, and I don't love watching Tottenham win. But I thought Saar today in that midfield was simply exemplary. You know, when you look at the two midfields, the Tottenham midfield was robust. It was combative. It was aggressive. It was Polinia, an astute signing. Another Thomas Frank brainwave, by the way. Thomas Frank was very involved in that signing of getting Polinia from Bayern over to Tottenham. Polinia, Bentancur, Saar. The three of them in there, robust, physical, hateful, brilliant. That's what you need. And they're up against probably better footballers. You know, they're up against Oscar Bob, and they're up against Shirky, and they're up against Reinders, and they were just like, wallop. And Saar was having none of it from anyone. He didn't care about Guardiola. He didn't care about the occasion. He didn't care about the reputation that comes with Man City. He didn't care that Reinders cost 50 million quid or whatever it was from AC Milan. He didn't care. He bullied them. He bullied them, and that was the spirit that was there throughout. And then it was the game plan. And the Tottenham game plan was so simplistic, but it was brilliant in its simplicity. Thomas Frank worked out the way that you beat Man City. You soak up the pressure and you hit them on the break. And the way that they did it and the way that they executed his plan was excellent. Like, he saw that Manchester City, their vulnerability was playing that ridiculously high line. A high line that is dangerous. Dangerous when Ruben Diaz is in the form that he's in and John Stones isn't the player that he once was. It's dangerous. It's also dangerous when you've got James Trafford instead of Ederson behind you. But Pep Guardiola decided to play that system nonetheless. And as a result, he saw his moment. Thomas Frank saw his moment. And the team executed his ideals to perfection. Like, the speed and directness of Mohamed Kudus. Like, Brennan Johnson out wide, running the channel constantly. And do you know what? I need to reassess my summation of Brennan Johnson. Because I don't do him justice at all. Like, Brennan Johnson, in my head, I don't rate him. And I don't think he's a particularly good player. And then every single time I watch him play, he scores a goal. I'm not even joking. Geezer literally scores every single time I see him play. And he scored an excellent goal. Brilliant opener. You know, there was a challenge coming in, but he got it. He didn't take his eye off the ball. And it was a stupendous finish that set Manchester City up for a defeat. And then this is where it got very interesting. Tottenham pressed, they harried, they hustled, they didn't respect Man City, and they forced an error. And this is where Guardiola needs to be culpable. It's very hard to argue that Guardiola gets anything wrong. The Geezer won four league titles in a row. The Geezer won a treble. The Geezer oversaw the best football team that we've ever seen. But he's made a pig's ear of this. He's got Ederson on the bench watching James Trafford try and play out from the back. You've got Ruben Diaz laying the ball into James Trafford's feet. He doesn't want the ball at his feet. He's not the kind of goalkeeper that can have the ball at his feet. And as a result, Tottenham went 2-0 up. And the second that they went 2-0 up, I called it. I was live for the game on this very channel. And I said, this game over. I said, it is game over. This Tottenham team, Postecoglou, they lose 3-2. Harry Redknapp, they lose 3-2. Jose Mourinho, they're never 2-0 up in the first place. Antonio Conte, they're never 2-0 up in the first place. This Tottenham team, under Frank, are never going to give a lead away like that. It was game, set and match the second that the ball hit the back of the net the second time. Because the Tottenham players were excellent and they followed Thomas Frank's strategy to aplomb. And look, I really hope that I've done justice to the brilliance of Polinia, the brilliance of Van de Ven, the brilliance of Kudus. But the day, in my opinion, it just belongs to Thomas Frank. I just thought that he was excellent. He truly was excellent. And yep, Richarlison probably deserves the headlines, selfless and whatever else. But the credit, I'm afraid, Frank is the man, the absolute governor. And I suppose from that, we have to extrapolate. Daniel Levy deserves some praise here as well, because Levy has got an awful lot wrong. You know, you think how many false starts they've had under the likes of Villas Boas, under the likes of Wande Ramos, under the likes of Tim Sherwood. I mean, Antonio Conte, Jose Mourinho, Jacques Santini. Oh, that was before, but you know what I mean. This is serious. Tottenham are now a serious club. And as much as Thomas Frank got it right, Pep Guardiola, he got it wrong. Like, how can you ask James Trafford to play the same way that Edison plays? You throw him in the deep end the way that they did. How can you make Bernardo Silva captain? And you know what Bernardo Silva's like. Everybody who watches his channel regularly knows how highly I rate Bernardo Silva. The geezer doesn't stop running. He's a big game player. He's a thorn in the side of any big team. And he's on the bench. He's on the bench. How can you not have the experience and brilliance of Bernardo Silva starting a game of this magnitude? You've got an entire new midfield. You know, it was so poor. And Erling Haaland, so poor. Erling Haaland had a header. And if he scores that header, City win the game, and he totally fluffed it. You know, over the bar from 4 yards out, just not good enough. I suppose it's fair to say that they were a bit unlucky as well, City. You know, the Ake having to come on for 8 Nori, that wouldn't have helped them. But surely they're better than this. Surely the great Man City, the great Guardiola, isn't totally reliant upon a £40 million left back from Wolverhampton Wanderers. Surely they're stronger than that. And yeah, they look better with 8 Nori on the pitch. But I can't believe that they are nullified as easily as that. But, you know, we can talk about Man City, where they got it wrong, and there are many things to talk about on that front. But I feel like what we do if we do that is we do a disservice to the brilliance of Tottenham today, the brilliance of Thomas Frank today. If you think about the way that he got his team playing and you look at the performances from some of his key personnel, you know, we talk about the transfers, and don't get me wrong, bringing in Eze would have been fantastic. But one of the most important things that Tottenham needed to do this year was sign Romero up. He was hateful, horrible, and wonderful in equal measure. And basically, Tottenham have scored 5, they've got 6 points, and they haven't conceded a goal, and they've got Man City away out of the way. Great day for Tottenham. Painful day for me. Don't like watching them win. But I have to give nothing but credit to Thomas Frank, the absolute boy, the governor. Let me know your thoughts in the comments section below. Big, big day in the title race. Big, big day for Tottenham. Terrible, terrible day for Pep Guardiola. As always, I appreciate your time. I appreciate you watching this video. And if you have enjoyed it, even a little bit, will you do me a massive favour? Click subscribe. I'm going to be going live a lot tomorrow. Live for 2 games. Live for the Forest Palace game. Live for the Fulham Manchester United game. And I have a special guest joining me for that one. And I would love for you to join us. Please give this video a like if you've enjoyed it. I'm going to be in the comments the second this video goes live. And I'm already looking forward to your assessment of what we have seen this morning. It finished Manchester City 0, Tottenham 2. Victory for Thomas Frank.